So we're in the middle of Simin Reish Samech Aleph Siv Beis. Reish Samech Aleph Siv Beis has two components. It has the Ben Hashmasha Sugya, which we spoke out yesterday, just to make a long story short. Bekitzer, there's two Gemaras, one that says that Ben Hashmasha is 3/4 of a mil, which is approximately 13.5 minutes, and the other one says Ben Hashmasha is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. It's a huge discrepancy. And there's three ways of answering the stira. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's two shkiyas. The first shkiya, what we call shkiya, that's the first shkiya, has no halachic significance. 58 and a half minutes later is the second shkiya. That becomes Ben Hashmasha, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. 13 and a half minutes after that becomes Laila. The Gaonim, and then the Gra, passing like the Gaonim. And the Gaonim held that the first shkia, there's no two shkia. There's one shkia. First shkia, what we call shkia, is already suffik yom, suffik laila, Spanish measures. And 13 and a half minutes later, it's supposed to be laila. And then we said there's a yireim that the Magen Avraham brings down, the Bach brings down. That not make her dim, but the chatchila that the Ben Hashmashas really starts before shkia, and therefore there's an inyan, and there was a minig to be mekabel Shabbos before shkia. Let's say 13 and a half minutes before shkia is already perhaps suffik yom, suffik laila, Ben Hashmashas, and then we translated that. There's three opinions as to what is a mil. Is it 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? If you take a 24 minute mil, take 3/4 of 24, you get to 18. And then if you add 2 minutes, you have to sefer Shabbos. The issue Dafka brings down, Ramosha says, not like that, that's not why, that's not where the minig evolved from, but, okay. Okay, that's sugi number one we did yesterday, and sugi number two in the same sif is Tosefa Shabbos. That's what you just heard a shir on. Tosefa Shabbos is built off the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesam and Aleph, which is how you got to it. So the pasuk says, "By Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hu Lachem, V'inisem es nafsho seichem b'tish'a lachodesh, ba'erev, May Erev, at Erev, Tishbetu Shabbatchem. And it's kind of a strange pasuk. Yom Kippur is on the 10th. Why tell me the 9th, at night, it's like kind of a strange way of doing it. So the Gemara says, Batisha, you might think it's Batisha, Talmud Lama, Pazit Ba'erev. If it's Ba'erev, so you might think Mishatach Shach, only at night. Then the night after the 9th, which would be the 10th, Talmud Lama, Batisha. No, it's on the 9th. So what does that mean? It means that Tisha B'Av, you're supposed to start Tisha B'Av early on the 9th day of Tishrei. It really starts on the 10th day, but this is Inyan of Tosefes. What did I say? Sorry, Yom Kippur. Yeah, Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei, but the Torah is telling us to start Tisha B'Av on the 9th. Tosefes Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara says, that explains when Yom Kippur is coming in. What about when Yom Kippur is going out? How do we know you have to add on at the end? So it says, Mi Erev Ad Erev. That's the next Erev. Then the Gemara says, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel over there. How do you know a regular Shabbos also? It says, Tishbetu. How do you know Yontif? Shabbatchem. Tishbetu Shabbatchem comes to include all Shabbos and all Yontif. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Kiva goes and takes the same pasuk and learns something totally different. He says, a famous halacha, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat on the 9th. An Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. And if you eat on the 9th, Hashem considers it as if you fasted 2 days in a row. It's such a holy eating, it's as if you fasted. So the Rambam, now there are other Gemaras, this is what we're going to do. The Rambam basically says, okay, we're passing like Rabbi Akiva, which means we hold there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore we don't necessarily pass like this Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, Legabe Tosefes, and that Tosefes applies to everything. Now there are other Gemaras. So the Rambam says that there's only the Pashas of the Rambam. There's only Tosefes Yom Kippur Minat Torah by fasting. There's no Tosefes Shabbos Minat Torah. There's no Tosefes Yontif. There's only Tosefes Yom Kippur only by fasting. You mean you can turn lights on and off until the last minute, but you have to stop eating a little bit before. Most Rishonim, you know, the Gra passes like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch is going to recognize that, as we'll see in a minute. The most Rishonim see the passing like both, even though over here it's a machlokes, but they passing like both. They passing there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. They also passing that Tosefes Yom Kippur is not limited to fasting, and it's not limited to Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shabbat, Tosefes everything. Okay, but he talked about Rosh Hashanah, right? Yom Adin, probably, you know, you can't, shouldn't bring Yom Adin in early. Each Yontif has like a separate reason why it's like complicated, a little bit complicated. But all right, that's not for us. So Moshe Shonim also passing like this. Rabbi Yishmael, the Bialacha, brings down from the Eli Rabba that all the Rishonim basically hold like that. And we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch himself kind of has different opinions in different places. Okay, that's the background for part two of Reish Samach Aleph Beis. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Samach Aleph Beis. Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lahosiv Michal Al Hakodesh. There are those that say that you have to emosiv Michal Al Hakodesh. Okay, Mishra Sifkata Yutes, Bain Biknisa, so Bain Bitiyasa. It means when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. Okay, Shabbos going out, we'll learn about in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel. Fine. The A, continuing in the Mishabura, next page, Ein Al Zman Hazeh, Lo Lav Lo Kares. So we know Shabbos is a skila, it's a kares, lav. Tosefah Shabbos doesn't have any of that. Ki mitzvasi min haTorah. It's a mitzvasi min haTorah to add on to Shabbos. V'alfinu b'gemara Rosh Hashanah. That test midirsi b'yom haKippur. We'll read it quickly because we just went through it. V'nitzim esnaf shoseichem b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev tishbitu Shabbatchem. V'amrin the gemara over there says yochol b'tisha misan. Maybe you think you fast on the ninth. Tamalama ba'erev. Imi ba'erev yochol mishetachshach. Tamalama b'tisha. Okay, so what does it mean? Matzchilu misan be'od yom. Start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur, Kedei Lahosiv Michol Al HaKodesh. V'chein B'Yitziyas Amosiv. You also have to add at the end of Yom Kippur. Midichsiv Me'erev Ad Erev, the next Erev. V'midichsiv Tishbetu Shabbatchem. We learn out to call Makom Chenem HaShvos, wherever there's the union of resting, Shabbos, Yontif, and Shvius. Kmo Shabbos V'Yontif, Gam Kein Tzarech Lahosiv V'lishbos Mimelacha. Uzman Tosef as well Karcha Kodim Ben Eshmash as Ben Eshmash who's Tafik Shem Ulayla V'chayv the Ashram Talay V'lo Tzarech Kod Osivik. Okay, the question is, and that's what we discussed yesterday, when does Shabbos start? There's a point where it's Vaday Laila, so Shabbos for sure starts there. But then we have this thing called Ben Eshmash, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So I have to assume that's already light. It's a Suffolk. If one turns on the light at that point, he's Chayv an Ashram Talay because it's a suffix. So that, for sure, you have to be makbid when the suffix begins, that it might be Shabbos already. Which means that's not the time for Tosefes, because Mi'ikra Din, I have to make up a Shabbos now, I have to keep Shabbos now, because it might be Shabbos. So I have to add on Tosefes on a part of the evening, we'll call it, that's for sure still daytime. Okay, so here, look at the Bir Halacha back on the previous page. Dibar Masli Yesh Omrim Shetzarech. So it's interesting because there's almost all the Rishonim hold that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. So here the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound so convincing. He says Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lo'osim Michal HaKodesh. Does not sound like that's not necessarily his opinion. So look at the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masli Yesh Omrim Shetzarech. Noktu B'loshi Yesh Omrim Mishum Da Rambam Cholek Alzeh. Kmo Shemur Beis Yosef. The Rambam holds is not relevant to Shabbos. It's only relevant to Yom Kippur and only to fasting. It's not relevant to Malacha at all. Not relevant to Shabbos, not relevant to Yom. And therefore, I guess, I'm using my ignorant terminology, as covered for the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down as a straight halacha. He brought it down as a Yesh Omrim. Now, the Gra, who obviously came a couple hundred years after the Mechaber of Ayin Bibir, Gosha posted Kat Rambam as well. Now, skip down like to the bottom of the page, second to last line in my edition. Ube El Yerabba Kosov to the Indian Dina Naktina Kayesh Omrim Zat Mikra Din. We passing like this Yesh Omrim Mishum to call Harishonim Sovereign Cain. Because aside from the Rambam, all, or we'll say, I'll paraphrase, Kimat, all of the Rishonim, oh, that there's a Mitzvah D'oraisa to serve Shabbos. The next page in the same Bir Halacha, V'chein b'Shulchan Aruch l'kamam v'simin reish tzadik yom tzav av stasam kei yesh omrim hazeh. So even though here the Shulchan Aruch says it as a yesh omrim, which doesn't sound like he's so convinced, Halacha like that, but the Shulchan Aruch himself does pass in like this later on in reish tzadik yom. Now, does that mean that the Rambam doesn't recognize it at all? So we did have Shulchan Aruch and Gemaras, they used to blow the shofar to remind people, Shabbos is coming, close your doors, stop working. So, if you look down at the Bir Halacha, around 10 lines down, by me, the first word on the line is Beperakei. Says V'chein Kasa Bebir God Da'afil La Rambam Mitzvot Michal Kodesh Mihar Ditzkios Hanal. Means the Rambam really also holds him to Sefer Shabbos. He doesn't hold it from the Pasuk. He doesn't hold the Raisa. It's the Rabbanan. Oh, he didn't seem to mention it. No, but when he brought down those other Gemaras that talk about warning everyone Shabbos is coming, so I don't know. From there, they want it's a discussion. It's a whole discussion. What exactly is Shitas Rambam? Because he only brings down official Tosefes by fasting on Yom Kippur, but they want to say that the Rambam also has Midr Abanan that you have to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Now, it really depends on what is the Shir, because by definition, a human being does not know exactly the second Shabbos starts. So you always have to add on a little bit, right? You can't wait the last second. You don't know when the last second is. So, all right, we're going to get there. Exactly, what is there a shear? What is a shear? Okay, so that's the first piece of the Mechaber. Again, Yeshua Mishatzach Losi Michal Al Kodesh. Most of them hold like that. You have to be Mechaber Shabbos. You have to add on to Shabbos at the beginning and at the end. Now the Mechaber is shifting into Rabbeinu Tam gear, because yesterday we spoke about how the Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Tam. That really is two Shkias. And after the first Shkia, what we call Shkia sunset, no halachic significance, still daytime. So he says, Uzman Tosef Vezeu Mitchilas HaShkia She'en HaShemesh Niris Ala Aret Ad Zman Bein HaShemoshes. Do you know what the time is to be Mechaber Shabbos? Early to be Mekayim this Tosef is Shabbos. It's between the two Shkias, because Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the two Shkias, between the two Shkias is Vada Yom. So at the time, which is Vada Yom, that's a time where you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, because it's Vada Yom. Between Shkia number one and Shkia number two. Okay, we spoke out yesterday, and we're going to see that that's not relevant to us, because either we pass him like the Gra, or we're Choshish for the Gra, depending. We'll see in a minute how that's phrased. So look at the Mishabur Sif Katan Chav Mitzchilas Hashkia Hu Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyato. This really the Shtei Shkia. So there's two Shkias. The first Shkia is sunset. 58 and a half minutes later, you have Shkia number two. By Shkia number two, that's when the Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So it's 45 minutes after Shkia. It's pitch dark in New York, and Rabbeinu Tam theoretically, possibly, perhaps might say it's still called Yom. Now it's very hard to say that, and it's very hard to fit the whole thing into the Mitzias, because everyone agrees when you have three stars, big, small, little, Benoni, whatever it is, it's Vaday Laila. And that those three stars, Bepashtas, Bemetzias, come after 13 and a half minutes and before 72 minutes. So they were living in Europe and they didn't know what it was like in Bavel, and they certainly didn't know what it was like in Eretz Yisrael, most of the postmen. But now we're in Eretz Yisrael, and they say, oh, we're very north, and therefore, you know, it takes much longer. But Lebaisa, we're not north anymore. We're in Eretz Yisrael. It's still very hard to fit it into the Mitzvahs. Okay, but it's the Mitzvahs is somewhere between 13 and a half and 72 minutes, and the Mishnah keeps talking about that. Like, okay, we have this official rule of 13 minutes according to the Gra and 72 minutes according to the Bein Tam, but the Mitzvahs is somewhere in between, and he keeps the Dishu as an interesting Ha'ara where, you know, how do we pass him? Do you pass him like the girl, pass him like Rabbeinu Tam? So we certainly don't pass him like Rabbeinu Tam. We spoke out earlier that there were those who were driving around New York a half hour Friday night after Shkia, a half hour after Shkia, or 45 minutes after Shkia. And then different Rabbanim went down and said, okay, we don't do that over here. So is that because we're Choshish for the girl, or are we passing like the girl? Where is that? Interesting Ha'ara and Dirshu. Let's see. Okay, so here Rabbeinu Tam is passing, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tosef Shabbos is between the two Shkias. For us, who basically hold like the Gra, at least we're Choshish for the Gra, or we're passing like the Gra in Eretz Yisrael, the assumption is we're passing like the Gra, so that's not a time for Tosef Shabbos. That's called Shabbos. That's already Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lai, the second the first Shkia hits. We don't really hope from a second Shkia. Now those who are Machmir, to end Shabbos late like Rabbeinu Tam, to Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. So in the Bir Halacha, big Bir Halacha, which I think we kind of did yesterday, Yibam Masim in Tchilas Hashkia. So at the bottom he writes, V'inei Lamaisa Tzorich Bevadai Tzorich Lizoher Kedas Agra. So Dirshu points out, it does not sound like he's passing like the Gra. He says you have to Lizoher Kedas Agra. Sounds a little bit like your Machmir like the Gra. And then he points out that later on, In the next Bir Halacha, he says, he brings down to be, what's the Lashon? Nachon the Chatzchila Latzeis Das Rabbeinu Tam. Also doesn't sound like he's passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Each one he sounds like, you know, Nachon Lizar for this, Nachon Lizar for that. Now in Eretz Yisrael, so then Yeshua brings down that from Ravazna, that now in Eretz Yisrael the Psak HaMekubal is like the Gra. There are those that are Machmir to end Shabbos like Rabbeinu Tam. I discussed with Rav Nemzal many years ago. I gave you this a very long time ago. And he told me that the Chaz, now in Eretz Yisrael, okay, so Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva where he says something to the effect of, in America, if you look at the sky 45 minutes after Shkia, it has the same look that 72 minutes after Shkia looked in Europe, and maybe you can fulfill Shitas Rabbeinu Tam 45 minutes, something like that, 45, 50 minutes after Shkia in New York. And then he says, I forgot the exact word, Baal Nefesh should be Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so Ramesha says, you don't have to be Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, but he recommends being Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam to end Shabbos. Okay, so now in Eretz Yisrael, the Psak is much more focused on the Grof. And Rav Nemzal told me from the Chozen Ish, he said the Chozen Ish discouraged people from being Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because you always have the stories of the guys running, you know, running home late from work, and it's Erev Shabbos, and it's approaching Shkia, and he's a Lamden, and he says, oh, Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, right, Rabbeinu Tam, I have 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. I almost a whole hour. Okay? So, that's already Ashram Tavoy. That's considered suffix Skila. That's very, very chamor. So, Rav Nemzal said that the Chazon Ish was afraid if you're going to be Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to come to make it like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore he discouraged being Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. I kind of pushed the numbers on it, like, what if you're not going to do that, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, like, he was like, the Chozen Ish was again. He was like very, and in general, the Israelis, if they're not Hasidim and they're not Sfardim, the Israeli Litekim, as a general rule, do not wait 72 minutes to end Shabbos. The ones who do in the Haredi community are usually the Americans. Because they think it from America, because in America that's what Rav Moshe was recommending. But Rav Moshe was recommending that in America, because in the Chutzlarts there was more of a Rabbeinu Tam focused, even though, again, you can't be maker like Rabbeinu Tam, but there was more of a, maybe the Gra is we're choshish for the Gra, but maybe the Iker is like Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. The Iker is like the Gra. Okay, this also was that Kubat the Shulchan Aruch himself changed his mind. The guy Rabbeinu Tam did a lot of Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Maisa, there are those who are Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, but we're not to be Maker like Rabbeinu Tam. As soon as it's Shkia, it's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Safek Shabbos. Now, when it comes, what? And here he's Maker. He said that's the time of Tosefer Shabbos. Between Shkia number one, Shkia number two, it's time to Tosefer Shabbos. He says Mefurish.
Yeah, he's Maker. He's Maker on the law.
Three and a quarter mil, 50 and a half minutes. Oh, so you want to be makabel the whole zman for Tosefa Shabbos? You only want to be makabel 10 of those minutes and drive around 48 and a half minutes after Shkia Friday night? And him it's Vadayom. Over here. Now, Dishu brings down that from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the Shulchan Aruch himself was Chozebo, because in Hilchos Mila, he passes like the Gaon. I don't know. Right. Okay, that's true. That's true. But the Psak in Eretz Yisrael for the Ashkenazim came from the Gra, right? And a lot of things. Okay, let's try to. Okay, so how is one makabel Shabbos? Look at the Mishmar Sif Katan Chaf Aleph Rotsa La'asoso. Okay, anyway, the Mishmar says over many times that even though he doesn't give a clear psak, he says you cannot do any melacha after Shkia, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, according to the Gra and all slew of Rishonim, it's already Chayav Oshem Tolu. Mishmar Sif Katan Chaf Aleph Rotsa La'asoso. How you accept this early Shabbos upon yourself? Hainu Aide Dibor, verbally, Shumakablo Allah Vashem Tosefa Shabbos, Oide Amir's Barchu. We're going to see in Siv Dalid later in the week that there's three ways of being Makabal Shabbos officially according to the davening. There's Boi Kala Boi Kala, Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos, or Barchu. Okay, then he's going to say certain women when they light candles on Mekabel Shabbos, and a person can verbalize, Arena Mekabel Light, Dusha Shabbos Kodesh. And again, according to many, we show him it's a mitzvah daraisa. According to Moses, shown him it's a mitzvah daraisa. The Mekabel Shabbos early before Shkia. Which means when it comes to davening Mincha after Shkia on Friday, it becomes very, very problematic. Okay, I was once at a Darchi Ben Shabbaton, and they asked me to. It's not poshut.
To do what?
Once you daven mincha, it's a. Once you makabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha because now it's Shabbos,
right.
So you can't daven mincha. So you're supposed to finish davening mincha before Shkia with enough time to be makabel Shabbos to Sefer Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay, we didn't get yet. What is there a shir until Sefer Shabbos? But if your mincha is going afterwards, it's a problem. I did see they brought down, I don't know if this is accurate because I looked up the source, and officially one's supposed to be Mekabel B'peh, Harini Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. Or, and then I once spoke to Rav Nemezal about the Minig, so he spoke about the Minig in America, 18 minutes, 20 minutes to light candles, maybe that comes from the Urayim. The Urayim says 3/4 of a mil might be 24 minutes, 18 minutes before Shki already might be Bein HaShemashah, so you add 2 minutes onto that, could be that's the Makkah for 20 minute candle lighting in Chutz La'aretz. So in Minig Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. So Dershu brings down, and I discussed this once with Nemezal, and this is what he said from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he thinks it came from, really, when candle lighting is supposed to start Mincha, and you're supposed to get to Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. Now, nobody does that, right? We daven Mincha 20 minutes after candle lighting.
Yeah.
We don't get to Boi Kala before Shkia. But at least we should try to finish Mincha before Shkia and be Mekabel Shabbos a bit. Now, if it works Belev, that Mishmur sends us to Hilchos Yom Kippur, Mishmur Shabbos Paschal is like, hold on a second. So if he the Chachil Mishabur says Hainoy De Dibur, he should verbalize he's Mekabel Shabbos. So if he's doing it in the Tefillah, he's doing it in the Tefillah. If he's not doing it in the Tefillah, he does it on his own. Arayin Mekabel like Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. Vim Hainoy De Kabbalah Belev. I in the comments in Tefresh Chesiv Gimel Baga or Mishabur Sham. And there they bring down Mishabur brings down from the Bach and the Gra that the Kabbalah Belev is going to be good. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchas the Paschal and the Kabbalah Belev is good, but a Kabbalah to say I'm not doing any more Malacha, that's not called Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos. Right in the coming Reish Samach Gimel Yud by God, the Minageinu Sheishem Adlekas Neiros Shabbos, Yimek Kabbalah Shabbos by Adlaka Zu. When a woman lights candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos for her. So we're going to get there when we get to Reish Samach Gimel. Generally assume that when a man lights candles, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. So a woman is supposed to daven mincha before she lights candles. Afterwards, it's already Shabbos. A man can light candles and he can go daven mincha. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos. Where I realized my wife was in Chutz La'aretz, and I was like, if you want to make early Shabbos, it gets complicated because early Shabbos you can't light before plag. We're going to see. So if you davening mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag, when are you lighting candles? You can't light candles after ma'ariv. It's you're already Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah.
So it's more complicated. If a man is lighting, and he's making early Shabbos, so he's not mincha before plag. He's not after plag. There's no time for candle lighting. He's got to run home in the middle. He can't light before plag bichlal. And a woman has to dispose of that mincha before candle lighting.
Go home after mincha,
and then he's missing Kabbalah Shabbos. Doesn't matter. I mean, you can run back and forth, right? It's complicated. In general, you're supposed to have mincha before Mekabel Shabbos. There are those that say there's a Levush that says that Kabbalah Shabbos is a nether, and one could be shoal on the nether if you've got to have mincha. I think I had a guest here once, asked the Rav, who told me it could be shoal on the nether, and in order to daven mincha. But it's not, the one should make sure to daven mincha first, and then to be Mekabel Shabbos. How much zman is to Sefer Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch says, "Is zman sheyavad the yom echol haKodesh?" Says Mishabur Sivkat and Chava. Velo sagi ba'osaf a kol shu. It's not enough to have a kol shu. Ela shetzak sad yoser. Mishia to Sefer im bein eshmasah biyachet ole kemat chatzis shah va'ayin bebir alacha. Okay, so here there's all sorts of shitas. Is it 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? 6 minutes? 8 minutes? 12 minutes? There's the whole gamut. Okay, look at Bir Alacha Kodem Alayla. Okay, so he said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Pasuk Lekabinatan, the Tosefes Shabbos is between the two Shkias. So that's that according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Shulchan is Vada Yom. Ushir is man being a shmashu is shlosh is rivei mil, like we were saying, 3/4 of a mil, which is assumed to be 13.5 minutes. She hey mahalach erev chameishmos amos kodem halayla. What's layla? Bir Alocha says layla dikur min atar lechol davar mishu gimel kuchavim beinonim. Three beinonim stars is considered layla. Neish ain't on a bikin being done the beinonim. So tarach lifash mivalocha afilu dasu beinu tam. So Bir Alocha keeps addressing how do we handle the fact that the metzias doesn't seem to fit into the 13.5 and 72 minutes. And the way we do it, we're kind of machmir in both directions. We start Shabbos before Shkia with Tosefta Shabbos, and then when it comes to ending Shabbos, no one ends Shabbos at 13.5 minutes after Shkia. Right? Our calendar is around 30, 35 minutes. Oh, it depends on the time of year. It fluctuates. Okay, to be continued.